Who's ready for the word?
Yes.
Okay. Four people are excited about the word.
Yeah.
So if you weren't here, show me if you weren't here last week again. That's all right, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So we love you. If you missed last week and you haven't caught up with the message yet, can I implore you? That's how serious it is. It's a real important seasonal message for our church. And I'm going to be continuing today because, I don't know, God just stirred something last week and I had lots of great feedback from people and I just feel that God isn't done yet in this space. Money isn't something I often talk about directly in church. You probably have noticed that, been here for 13 years. You could count on one hand how many messages I've done on blessing and finances and that sort of thing. But I just feel God's putting his finger point on something right now in the season that we're in and the things that he wants to do in and through us. And he's looking for a church that is faithful. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. He's looking for a church that is faithful. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, you need to be alive today. I know the heaters are on and it's a little bit warm and cozy and maybe you just want to... But come on. You've got to respond. You've got to be engaged. That way I know that you're receiving something and not just yawning. Is that all right? Okay, very good, very good. So God is into people who are obedient and faithful. He pours his blessing out on them. And people not who are just obedient and faithful in the good seasons, but in the stretching seasons too. He's looking for consistency. So last week I talked about in drought, because we're in a drought in the physical, yeah?
Yeah.
Amen for the rain that happened the last couple of days. Now, okay, it wasn't like anything huge, but it was better than nothing. And you know what it was? It was a glimpse of what God wants to do. Weatherman didn't predict no rain. I don't know what you saw on your weather apps, but less than 1 mil, 50%, whatever. And we had, I don't know, some of us had 1 or 2 mil. Nothing huge, but you know what? I was rejoicing, were you?
Yes.
Because this is something that wasn't predicted. And so God wants to pour out his blessing on our land physically, but also spiritually. And in drought, we talked about this last week, we don't shrink back, because we tend to. When things are tight, when we're challenged, when, you know, the bills are mounting up, and, you know, the crisis after crisis, you know, we had COVID, let's not talk about the pandemic, it'll shoot me down if I start going there. But we've gone from crisis to crisis since then. You know, we've had the economy fail. We're having, right now, a petrol crisis. And it's always a crisis, isn't it? Who's sick of listening to the news?
Yes.
I don't listen to it anymore. I don't turn it on because I'm done. It's so negative. It's so depressing. I'd rather get the good news. Amen? Read the Word of God. But we go from crisis to crisis. And the temptation, because the world screams out, oh, you've got to preserve. You've got to hold on. You've got to keep. You've got to pull back. You've got to, you know, hold tightly onto what you've got because you just don't know what's ahead. That's what the world says. But God says we don't shrink back in drought, but we actually sow forward. Think of a farmer, and that's what I talked about last week. There's a farmer sows seed in a plowed field, right? What can he see when he sows? Dirt. So nothing. But he's sowing the seed because he knows what's going to come. Yeah? He's going to receive a harvest. That's what we've got to do. We can't think, oh, it's looking real bleak right now. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I can't see anything, so I'm just going to pull back and hold back. No, last week we talked about seeds in the sky when the ground is dry. We've got to sow in faith, sowing in drought and believing for rain. And so that's what we're believing for. And so I've led our church, again, if you haven't caught up, I'm going to be talking to you today as if you were here last week. But if you weren't, you've got to catch up. I want you to listen to last week's message because our church is about to step into an incredible supernatural giving season because I want to believe for this drought to break. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just elbow the person next to you and say, wake up. We're stepping into 3 months. Now, every year when you've been part of our church long enough, you know that July we focus in and hone in on like a first fruits giving season. Because we like to start the financial year putting God first, putting in the first portion. And it looks different for every family. Some families do a day's wage or a week's wage or a month's wage or whatever you can do and whatever God tells you to do, that's most important, that's what you do. But I just felt not to just sit around and wait for the first fruit season. We need to break the drought now. Amen? We need rain now. So we're praying rain in the natural, but we're also praying for rain in the spiritual. There's so much vision and things that our church wants to move ahead with, but finances are tight, and that's the reality. We're not going to go bankrupt and shut the doors or anything like that. Not at all. But we need to believe for the abundant, supernatural provision of our God. And the only way we can do that is to call the church to bring it into focus. And I asked last Sunday for every single person that calls this church your home to get around the table at dinner or whenever you do as a family, or if you're a single by yourself praying with God, but as a family, get together and ask God, what would you have us do? Because I'm not about to stand up here and tell you what you need to do, because that's in my strength and me trying to coerce you. I never want to do that. The only thing I want to do is implore you to talk to God. Come on, can you talk to God?
Yeah.
We all need to do it. We all need to do it. God, what would you have me do in this supernatural season? What are you calling our family to do? Maybe it's, hey, we're going to start tithing. We're going to start to believe in that tithing principle. And last week I shared, I'm not going to revisit that, but last week I talked about that the tithe, a lot of people say, oh, that's the law because it's the Old Testament. But the tithing principle was actually in place long before Moses' law. It's actually refined by that process to what we know today. But it was around long before then. So it's not a law thing. That's just a way of, I guess, man to justify perhaps why they don't tithe. But I want to encourage you. This church believes in giving 10%. And I had tables. Remember the tables? Set up. We had the fruit and veg. And we had this table was full of stuff. And we just took one of each because we had 10 of everything strategically. Because ain't nobody got time to do maths in your head. So we just took one of everything, put over here. And we had our portion over here. And this was so much still. When we looked at it side by side, you're like, God, you give us so much. We are so blessed. And all you ask for is this. But the challenge is in this difficult, dry, drought season, it's tempting to hold on to this as well and eat from that which we're supposed to, that's God's. And so we talked about that. And I want to encourage you, maybe as a family, you're going to start tithing. Maybe you're going to increase what you do. Maybe you're going to give a one-off supernatural gift. I'm not going to tell you. The Holy Spirit's going to tell you. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Cool. Yeah, everyone's pumped, I know. It's exciting. All right, let's get into today. I want to encourage you today because breakthrough doesn't come to those who start. So last week we talked about it and we've started, hopefully. So we've progressed. We've maybe had a prayer around the table if you haven't yet. No condemnation. You can do it this week. But let's make it a priority to pray as a family. What would you have us do? But breakthrough doesn't come to those who start. It comes to those who stay. So today we're talking about consistency. Not just a one-off little flurry of something, but something that we faithfully do all the time. So this week's message, the title of my message is Keep Sowing Until You See It. Keep sowing until you see it. Sometimes we get discouraged, don't we, when the seasons of drought come and things aren't shifting. And they're not happening the way we expected. But I want to encourage you today, don't stop. Don't stop sowing. You know, last week stirred something, I believe, in the life of our church. I don't know how you feel, but it stirred something. It's like a challenge. It's like a bull at a gate. You know, the bulls, you have the red cape, and you're like teasing the bull. And it's like the bull, the steam starts coming out of the ears. I'm thinking about cartoons now when they do that. But that's what it was like. It's like something is stirred. That's what I'm believing, is stirred in each of us. And seeds are going to be sown. That's what I'm prophesying. But we've done 1 week, and what can happen is, since last Sunday, maybe you even prayed, maybe you did do that, but then what can happen is questions can come in. Questions like, well, did anything really change when Pastor spoke all that stuff? Like, is anything really different? Because the reality is you can have a powerful Sunday. And I had a few people come and say, oh, powerful service last Sunday, Pastor. I'm like, yeah, the Holy Spirit's awesome. But you can have a powerful Sunday and then a very normal Monday. Come on, who can relate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. This is where most people can miss it. And it's not in the moment of faith. You know, Sunday we're all like, yeah, we're going to do this. Rain is coming. And we're all pumped. Remember, we were all excited. And we all cheer it. And then we get into our weekend. It all falls flat. Because sowing once, or coming up with the idea of sowing, or praying together, you know, that's powerful because we're like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to conquer the mountain. But staying consistent is what produces a harvest. Consistency. So here's my first point for today. You don't dig up what you just planted. Galatians 6, verses 7 to 9 says this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall, everyone say, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let me say this as plainly as I can, because those of you that know me know I'm not a deep theologian. I'm not going to go full deep into the Hebrew and the Greek and the Latin. And all. I mean, I do it sometimes, but that's an Anita thing. But that's all right. But what I'm going to do is say this. You don't plant a seed and then dig it up the next day. Anyone who knows anything about gardening or farming understands that. Because that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? You don't plant the seed and then dig it up the next day like it's done. No farmer does that. No gardener does that. Because they understand something that we often forget. There is always a gap between sowing and reaping. Yeah? Think about it in the natural. Farmer sows. Does he reap the next day? The next week? The next month? Not really. Usually it's months down the track when harvest season comes. And this is where most people miss their breakthrough. And I want you to catch this today. It's not because you're not sowing, but it's because you're not staying. Maybe you're doing like a one-off thing and then that's it, we're done. And there's no consistency in the sowing. But last week, those of you that were here, you were encouraged to step out in faith. You were encouraged to pray as a family. You were encouraged to have a conversation with God around what you as an individual or you as a family would give. Now, if you haven't done that yet, you can do it this week. We're not in May yet anyway, it's May to June. We're starting early, we're a bit ahead of ourselves. But you know what? You're trusting God when you talk to Him and listen. You are responding from that moment, not from coercion, from the pulpit. You're having time as a family with God and you're responding to that. But see, now it's a new week. We've had that week. Now it's a new week and thoughts start to creep in sometimes, don't they? When you take a step for God, what happens? Often, and I don't want to speak it out, but often some opposition comes because you've made a choice to do something for God and you're pumped and you're excited. And is the enemy happy? No. Of course not. Of course not. So he wants to do everything he can to get in your way to slow you down. And what happens is thoughts start creeping in up here. Did that really make a difference, that message on Sunday? Is it really any different? You know, was that wise praying to God and committing to a certain thing, whatever that is? Maybe you should just pull back for a little bit. That's what the voices start to say. And without even realizing it, we start digging up the seed that was planted. The moment we heard that message on the Sunday, the moment we prayed as a family, we've planted a seed and we're digging up the seed. I want to show you something. Let me grab this. I did this at youth on Friday. So I'll bring this up here. All right, still in here somewhere. Look at that. You can't see that, can you? People in the back row with glasses, maybe? It's a seed, it's a, well done, it's a pumpkin seed. So let's say I plant this seed. Plant or plant? I struggled with this on Friday. It is plant, but I kept saying plant. I'm like, what? Cool with you. Let's plant the seed, shall we? Plant, all right? So we're going to plant the seed. So the seed's in the ground, right? That's what we do. There's dirt in there. We plant the seed, we put it in there. But imagine if I come back tomorrow and I say, oh, let me just check and see if it's growing. You know? Nothing's really happening, so I leave it and then come back the next day and, oh, still nothing. Let me check again. Dig, 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 dig. But before long, what's going to happen if I'm doing that every day? It's not going to, the seed's going to be wrecked. It probably already is now after the abuse on Friday night. But that's all right. But before long, this seed doesn't grow. It's actually destroyed. Because I can consistently try and dig it up, check and see if it's growing, check and see. And this is what we do spiritually. This is what we find ourselves doing. So we sow in faith, every good intention. We put that seed in the dirt because we want to believe for a harvest, yeah? We're going to believe for a miracle, provision for my business, provision for my family. I'm I'm going to sow that seed and I'm going to trust it and it's going to... But then we revisit it with doubt. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe it's not really going to do anything. I'm going to dig it up and maybe I'm going to stop that. You know, maybe I set up a direct debit for my tithe and oh, no, it's a bit tight this week, so I'm just going to cut it off because I'm just not sure. And we question it and we analyze it and we second guess it and we don't trust God anymore. And every time you dig up a seed, you delay the harvest that's attached to it. Come on, did you catch that this morning? I want you to catch that. Every time you dig up the seed, you delay the harvest attached to that seed. That's powerful. For someone to catch that today, that's going to change how you perceive giving to God from now on. Because every time you withhold a seed, every time you're not tithing and being obedient according to God's word, every time you're not, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and says, oh, you should do this, and you're like, ah, and you're like, no, it's too tight, can't do that. Every time you ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know, God's not going to smite you, but he can't bring the harvest to a seed that's not planted. Does that make sense? That's like, you know, saying that a farmer should experience a full crop without having to do any work. That's not going to happen, is it? So that's why the Bible says, do not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall, in other words, we will reap a harvest. See, notice it doesn't say this. It doesn't say, if you're lucky, you might reap a harvest. It doesn't say that, does it? Sorry, Trish, gambling, if you're lucky. It doesn't say that. If the economy... if the economy improves, it doesn't say that, does it? Does it say that when the economy's good and everything's great and there's no petrol crisis, then you're going to reap? It doesn't say that. It doesn't say if conditions change. It says you will reap. Quite simple. My Bible's black and white. I don't know about you, but some people do this grey area business. It either means it or it doesn't. And it says you shall reap. The harvest is not the question. The question is the staying. Are we staying? Are we being consistent? Are we in this for the long haul? Rain, hail, shine, drought, petrol crisis, COVID, schmovid, whatever it is, are we going to stay true to what God has put on our heart to do when it comes to the area of giving? So what does it look like for us right now? In this three-month season from May to July that I'm talking about, here's what it means. You don't give in week one and then pull back in week two. I want you to stay the course. I want you to be consistent. I want you to trust the Lord. Hey, even if it's adding $5 to what you tithe every week, if that's what God tells you to do, you be faithful to that. And you stay consistent. And you be a stayer. Not someone who does something once and then hopes for a hard. No, be consistent. You don't step out in faith and then retreat in fear. You don't sow in a moment of courage and then spend the next week undoing it with doubt. Because you know what the fruit is? When you allow something to be planted and planted, so that they get planted, and you let it grow. Isn't that beautiful? It's a... this is a toothache plant. Anyone got sore teeth? Yeah? Can you chew on a leaf? Like, can you? Like on your other side? All right, good. That's what it's meant to do. The toothache plant actually helps with toothache. And it's probably going to taste gross when you chew on it. Give it a couple of them. Just do that. And healing in Jesus' name as well. We'll do that as well. Trust God for healing. And that's going to happen. And if it works, well, we'll give you some more after. But that's what happens when you... If I dug the seed up every day to say, oh, is it really working? Is it happening? It's not going to end up like that. We're going to have this, aren't we? You see what I'm saying? I hope the visual helps, because I'm a visual learner, and I trust you are too. But don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith. Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith. That's what we're learning here. Because here's what you need to understand. This is important. Just because you don't see anything yet, it doesn't mean nothing is happening. Come on, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop. Come on, it's not just a song. It's not just a song. Seeds grow in silence before they show in public. Yeah? Like this, I plant the seed, right? And even if I didn't touch it, the next day it's not going to look like that. But there's stuff happening underneath. There's roots starting to come down. There's a lot of things happening in the unseen before it gets to this, yeah? So don't misunderstand the silence in your season. Because seeds grow in silence before they show in public. Under the surface, the roots are forming, the life is developing, stuff's going on. And something is happening that you can't see. And if you just leave it, stay faithful, water it, nurture it, do what you got to do, it's going to grow. So there will come a moment where it breaks through the surface. And we don't get to that moment without the faithful sowing when we don't see. All of us want to get to here first, the breakthrough, the provision, the supernatural, whatever. But there's a season of sacrifice, of faithfully honoring and being obedient to God's word, and then you see a harvest. So as we step into this season, let me encourage you. I want this to be encouraging. Not, and I said this many times last week too, because when you talk about money and things are tight and in the natural, it just sounds depressing. I don't want you to be depressed, but I want you to be excited because you have an opportunity to be faithful with what God has entrusted to you. So I want you to stay steady, stay faithful, stay in faith. Because this is the truth. Breakthrough doesn't come to those who start. It comes to those who stay. I want a church filled with stayers. People that are consistent in the great seasons and then in the difficult stretching seasons. And you know what? That's why church is so great too. We support one another, don't we? We help each other through those dry seasons. So don't interrupt the process and dig it up with doubt. But trust the growth. Sow your seed, even if it doesn't look like that's normal or that's doable. Because God told you to do it, follow God's word, and he will be faithful. Amen?
Amen?
We have a faithful God. Faith is proven in the waiting. That's the second thing I want to talk about this morning. 1 Kings 18, I'm going to put it up there, 43 to 45, says this. And said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. We covered this last week, but I'm going to take a different tangent. So he went up and looked, and he said, there's nothing. And seven times he said, go again. So he's looking out for rain. Rain's been prophesied. It's been desert, dry, terrible for years, and there's nothing. But because of God's word prophesied rain, they keep going to check. So there's nothing. And seven times he said, go again. So you didn't just quit the first time. How many of us have quit the first time? Don't put your hand up, but just think about it. There's many times when we've quit because it just didn't work the first time. But then we go, should try again. And then go again, because if it's God's word, he's going to bring it to pass. So there is a cloud. Now then it came to pass the seventh time, verse 44, that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain, just like this past week in St. Paul, for about 10 seconds. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. So I want to build on this from last week. Because protecting the seed is one thing. We're talking about protecting the seed and not digging it up. But now comes the real test. Can you stay in faith while nothing seems to be changing? That's a stretching. That's where the stretching happens. See, Elijah, who has prophesied the rain, he hears from God. There's the sound of an abundance of rain. It's drought. It's dry everywhere. People would think he's a clown. But when he looks, there's nothing. No cloud, no sign, no evidence. And this is where it gets real, because we can feel like we're in those seasons too. We love the idea of faith. Come on, we love God. Yeah, on Sunday, last week, we're abundance of rain. Yeah. But we struggle with the process, the stretching, the challenge. See, Elijah sends his servant, go and look, go and scope it out, and he comes back and says nothing. So Elijah says, go again. He's not going to be satisfied. He knows he's heard from the Lord. Come on, some of you have got to get a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And you've got to stand on that word, and you've got to trust that word. No matter what shaking comes, no matter what your bank account looks like, you've got to be faithful. Because when you withhold what's God's, man, I'm praying for you, because I don't want to be that person holding on to what's God's, what belongs to him. I want to experience abundance. And friend, the key to abundance is is obedience. It's faithfulness. So he comes back, nothing. Go again. Second time, nothing. Third time, fourth, fifth, sixth, nothing. Come on, how many of you quit before the sixth time? We've done it before, all of us, because we've been discouraged, or the enemy gets in with his whispers, oh, that's never going to work. But here's the question, how many nothing reports can you handle before you give up? It's very quiet in here now. How many nothing reports can we handle before we give up? Let me give you another illustration. I went to the Philippines. This isn't the one that was in the Philippines, but we had like a water pump. The only way to access water was to pump water manually. And then I'm blessed with the infrastructure that we have here to just turn a tap on and there's water. And how many of you have all seen a pump like that before? They're hard work, because you got to up and down, up and down. And that's actually a small one. The one in the Philippines, the arm was about this long. So I'm up here, so you had to get it going. And man, it was hard work. And you're pumping and you're pumping. And you know what? Nothing's coming out. And you're like, oh, this blessed pump. I didn't say blessed. And you pump again and you pump some more and there's still nothing. It's dry. Now, here's the reality if you know anything about pumps. We think, oh, it's not working. There's no water. This is pointless. And you give up pumping too early and we walk away. And so no water, right? But what we don't realize is that water was already on the way. That's how these pumps work. It was coming. It just hadn't reached the surface yet. And just because you can't see it yet, come on, just because you can't see it yet doesn't mean it's not flowing. The water is coming. In fact, it's gushing towards you. And you've just got to keep doing the hard yakka and just praising Jesus for energy as you're doing this pumping, because water is about to explode out of the pump and there's going to be great provision. Well, this is Elijah. This is what Elijah is doing. He says, go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then 7. Why? Because he understood something. Persistence positions you for breakthrough. Come on, are we going to be persistent, church, or are we going to just give up and go, it's too hard and it's too tight and I just can't, and think of every reason why we can't extend our giving to God right now? But let me tell you, when you put Him first in every part of your life, not just finances, yes, we're talking about that today, but when you give your time, when you give your talent, when you're doing things for the Lord with what He's gifted to you, when we put Him first in that, man, a blessing comes, because persistence positions you for breakthrough. And this is exactly what this season is about. This is why I felt in my heart 3 months of supernatural giving. Not one moment of faith, but repeated, consistent faith week after week. Choosing to trust God again and again and again and again. And again, until we never stop ever again and we trust Him always. That's what it's about. See, consistency is the language of faith. Because even in the dry seasons, you'll still do what God put on your heart to do, because that's consistency and that speaks about faith. Because in the natural, it doesn't make sense, right? In the natural, it said, the natural says, hold on tight, pull back. In fact, let's stop. But in the spiritual, consistency is the language of faith. Let's not hold back in a season of drought, but let's press on. In fact, I dare you to press in even harder and do even more and say, in your face, enemy, you are not having a stranglehold over our family. And so we are going to put God ridiculously first in this area of our life, because we trust Him for His provision. You know, this means you don't just give when it feels easy, because anyone can do that. Oh, I just got a big payment into my account, so I can easily just do this. Or when that big amount of money comes, then I'll do that. But what about with the amount that might seem small to you? What are you doing with what you have in your hand right now? You've got to stay faithful even when it feels quiet. You don't just believe when you feel something. Oh, I feel goose pimply today. It must be the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do something. You stay in position when you feel nothing. So when you don't sense anything, when you don't, you stay consistent. Why? Because that speaks to faith. Amen?
Amen?
Because here's what happens. On the seventh time. We know what happens. Shared it last week. The servant comes back and says, I see a cloud the size of a man's fist. That's not really that big when that's on the horizon. That's quite small. It's, in fact, it's small, it's insignificant, and you know what? It's actually easy to dismiss. He could have come back the seventh time and said, oh, I still see nothing. But he finally saw, and I think his eyes were starting to get impartial to faith, because Elijah was persistently sending him back. He kind of, something shifted in that servant, and then his eyes saw the cloud the size of a man's hand. See, the breakthrough always shows up small before it shows up strong. Look for the signs. Look for the small signs. The small signs, like a flour mill getting given to you. That might be insignificant to most of you, but it meant so much to Anita and me. And we're like, our faith just went, woo, God, you're so good. Even something like that you care about. Start small. Let's not miss what God is starting in our lives and in the life of this church, because it doesn't look like what it expected to look like. Let's not miss it because it looks different. But let's find those small things. That's why every Sunday, I want all of you to come. I want so many people wanting to give testimonies that we just ran out of time. What a great problem that is. But I want your small stories, your big stories, every little story of provision. I want you to come ready to share, because we want to be encouraged. It blesses us. So who was blessed this morning just hearing just a handful of stories of how God is bringing increase in different areas? So let me encourage you as we step into this season. Keep pumping the water. You can picture me, can't you, with this big, almost dying. But anyway, it's all good. Keep pumping. Keep trusting. Keep showing up in faith. And because of this truth, breakthrough is often one more step beyond where most people stop. Your breakthrough is just beyond where most people stop. Don't stop. Be consistent. Be stayers. Don't stop at nothing, because your something is closer than you think. Don't stop at nothing. Don't, oh, there's no water. I'm going to give up. This pump sucks. I'm tired of doing this. Don't stop at nothing, because you know what? It's probably only 2, 3, 4 more pumps, and out comes the water. All right, here's the third thing. Is this helping this morning? Yes. Is this encouraging you to step out in faith? Come on, number three, God multiplies what you release. He multiplies what you release. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. It says this, But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, in other words, does that sound like lack? No. May have an abundance for every good work. See, this is where it becomes really personal. Got to make this personal now. This is about you and God. We've talked about not digging up the seed with doubt. We've talked about staying consistent, being a stayer. Good seasons, not so good seasons, being consistent. That speaks to faith. But now it comes down to this. Do I trust God enough to release what's in my hand? And this is where a lot of us get stuck, because we understand point one and point two. Yeah, I understand. I need to sow and I need to leave it and not dig it up. And I need to be consistent. And I understand that. But then we get to the point of, well, now it's time to release what's in our hand. And many Christians stop there, because the world, the volume of the voice from the world, the pressure, the stress gets louder than what we know is true. Because this is a tension. It's a tension to manage. What you're holding, it feels like provision, but in the kingdom, it's actually seed. It's actually seed that you're supposed to release. But in times of drought, in times of challenge, we struggle with the release. Because, oh, I need that to, I've got to pay this and I've got to pay that. It's actually seed. And what you keep, it always stays the same, what you keep. It's like the farmer. He's got his seed. If he doesn't put it in the ground, like if he keeps it, does nothing, right? It can't grow, it can't multiply, it can't provide. But when he releases that seed and plants it, It can grow. It can increase. What you keep stays the same, but what you release, God multiplies. That's the shift that I'm talking about. And like I said, this is where many of us get stuck. And we miss out on our harvest because we're holding on to the seed. See, the Bible says if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you reap generously. You can't make this stuff up. People say, oh, the church, they're just all about prosperity gospel. Talking about money. Well, I don't know about you, but which category do you want to be in? Do you want to be someone who reaps sparingly?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be someone who reaps bountifully? I know which one I want to be. And it's not because I want to be rich. It's because I want to help people. The more I have in my hand, the more I can flow through my hand to help other people.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know, I'm tired of this whole, and if you're in this room and you think this, I'm sorry, maybe you're in the wrong church, and that's a very strong thing to say. But if you're a person that thinks, well, pastors should be povo, they shouldn't have anything, they should live meek and mild lives, and they shouldn't believe in provision for God for them and their family, this is the wrong church for you. And it's not because I'm into being prosperous. I don't want a flashy car and a flashy this and that. But man, if you knew behind the scenes the kind of help Anita and I do directly to people, you don't understand what we do. And without provision, we can't do that. And so I want to encourage you, lose that mindset, because that's a religious mindset. That's a religious mindset that needs to be loosed in Jesus' name. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. But if you sow generously, you reap generously. The more we sow into people, the more we reap, the more we sow into more people. Come on. And it's not because God is trying to take from you either. Don't think, oh, God just wants your money. It's because he's trying to get something to you. And that's where we miss it. We think, oh, God's just wanting to take my finance. No, he's trying to get a harvest to you. He's laying out the instructions of what you're meant to do. Why don't we follow it? God doesn't multiply what you hold, he multiplies what you release. And for some of you, this is where the wrestle is, and this is where you're struggling. And maybe even as I'm talking, you're shuffling in your seat a little bit because it's like, oh, this is really touching a pain point today. I want you to ask this question. Am I living by logic or by faith? What a challenge that we all have to wrestle with. Am I living by logic? Well, this is what the bills are, this is what the, and this is what it looks like, and this is reality. Or am I living by faith? God, I know 10% you've trusted to me is seed that I'm meant to sow. It's meant to be a tither. It's yours. I shouldn't be taking it, and I need to give it. Because it feels safer to hold on. It really does. It feels wiser to protect what you've got. I get it. It feels more logical to wait. But are we living by logic, or are we living by faith? What kind of people do we want to be? See, trust is proven when you let go. So if you struggle with letting go, that's a trust issue because you're not trusting your Lord to provide. So if you want multiplication, you have to release. It's no ifs or buts or maybes. So if you're people that maybe don't tithe at the moment, I want to encourage you. Just the Bible even says, try me now in this.
Yes.
It's the one thing where God challenges you. It says, try me in this and you watch what I do. Surely I'm going to pour out an abundance from the windows of heaven. All right, here's the fourth thing as I bring this to a close. Harvest is guaranteed. Wouldn't a farmer love to hear that? Harvest is guaranteed, but timing is the test. We are in a now generation, yeah? I know what my kids are like and what that generation is like. They want it yesterday. You know, some of us in the older generation, I'm not going to call you old, but you are senior and far more wise, were people that knew you had to wait sometimes, that there was a season, there was time. But now it's like, nah, I want this now. I need it today. But Galatians 6 verse 9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, not for in 5 minutes, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I'm going to leave you with this today. The Bible, this is where faith either settles or starts to shake. The Bible doesn't say you might reap. It doesn't say if everything goes right, you could see something. It doesn't say that, does it? What does it say? You will You will reap. Okay, good, you're awake again. That's not a suggestion. That's not a good intention. That's a promise. But here's the tension that we all feel. It doesn't tell you when. I want to reap now, Lord, because I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Bring it. The harvest is certain, but the timing is the test. Are you going to be faithful when you don't see it come to pass in one day, 1 week, 1 month, even 1 year? Are you going to remain faithful? That's the test. That's the challenge. This is where people can drift because their miracle doesn't come like a drive-through at Macca's, although I shouldn't use that as an example. God bless our McDonald's instead. Help them to be speedy in Jesus' name. Oh my gosh.
Get it right.
And get the order right. Oh, Lily works at Macca's. Is Lily? Sorry, Lily. Not because now I've pointed Lily out. Sorry. It's not her fault. She's very efficient. She's not even paying attention. She's looking at her phone and sleeping. So not because... It's not because we don't believe in the harvest. It's because we get tired waiting for it. We get tired waiting for it. So waiting can mess with your mind. When you're sitting around, doing phones. We don't do that anymore because we're like on our phone, doom scrolling, whatever we're doing. But waiting can mess with your mind. You know, you can start strong. You know, we've had a great message last Sunday, an encouraging one today. I trust you've been encouraged in this space in your faith journey. And you start the steps, and again, I'm not telling you what they are. You need to seek God, sit down with your family. Lord, what are you leading us to do in this season, Lord? And I don't want you to grow weary. I don't want doubt to fester. I don't want you to pull back because the season is tight. I don't want you to stop in the middle either, because you don't know how close you are to your breakthrough. So I want you to be consistent. You might be one step away from your breakthrough that you've been believing for. And I don't want you to miss what God has for you. So as a church, we're making a decision. If you call this church your home, that's when I say church, that's you. We're making a decision that we're not going to quit early. We're not going to shrink back. We're not going to lose heart in a dry season. But we're going to sow, we're going to stay, and we're going to see. Come on, who wants to commit to that? We're going to sow, we're going to stay, we're going to see.
Amen.
We're going to sow whatever God tells us to do as a family. We're going to go and we're going to pray. God, I'm going to believe the Holy Spirit will put something on your heart to do. If you're a new Christian, tithing is a great place to start. 10% of what you earn, is it gross or is it net? Oh my gosh, you just work that out. That's fine. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But 10% of all of your increase is seed that belongs to God. And we're not supposed to munch on that. But many of us do. So I want to encourage you, start there. But if you already do that, well, what's God saying? Is he stretching you to do a bit more? I'm not going to be the voice of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to sow. We're going to stay. That means we're going to be consistent. So don't just get all motivated and excited, and week one you hit send, you do it, you pump, and then doubt comes and says, oh no, cancel that direct debit because, you know, times are tough and you can't really stretch, you know, who are you kidding? That's the kind of voices that will come.
Yeah.
We're going to sow, we're going to stay consistent, and we will see a harvest. Why? Because rain is coming. Come on, do you believe it?
Yes.
If you don't quit, you are going to reap. Because last week we stepped into something significant, those that were here. We didn't just hear a message. I trust we've made a decision. Now, if you haven't sat down as a family, do it. Do it. Please do it, because you need to talk to God. But we stepped into a three-month season as of May. We started a couple of weeks early. I wanted to preach and lead us into that season. But we're stepping into a three-month season of supernatural giving. And today, we're not just talking about starting. Today, we've talked about staying. Staying the course. Being consistent. So week one was faith to step out. Week two, this week, my preaching is faith to stay steady. I want you to be stayers. Be consistent. Because anyone can start strong. Good intentions, motivation, all of that. But breakthrough comes to those who stay consistent. And maybe this week you've felt the tension because we've stirred something up. Whenever you talk like this, whenever you speak to the idea of sowing and reaping, the enemy gets stirred up because he knows that it is a godly principle that can't be broken. And he doesn't want you to sow. So if you've felt tension since last Sunday, or maybe you're even feeling tension today, and you've had moments where you've thought, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this really what I'm supposed to do? Can I really keep going on like this? Can I just say that that's very normal? It's very normal. That's the space where faith grows. You've got a choice to make. Are you going to stay? Are you going to lean in on faith and trust God? Or are you going to dig up with doubt the seed? Because what we're doing right now, this isn't meant to be emotional. It's actually meant to be intentional. I'm not pulling on your heartstrings. Oh, please, would you give because the church? I'm not doing that. But I want you to be intentional because I want to present you the word of God, what it says, and I want you to take it and run with it. That's what I want you to do. Be intentional. We're not reacting to a moment. I don't have a P, piano. I was going to say keys, piano in the one word, peas. It's a P now. We've got the keys playing and it's like, ooh, come on everyone, emotion. Give me. It's not like that. We're not reacting to a moment. We're building a culture of faith in this church. So today I'm inviting you to do something new. I'm inviting you to stay faithful, stay consistent, stay in faith. And for some of you, that simply means don't pull back. Keep doing what God's put on your heart to do. Don't overthink it. And don't dig up what you've planted. Because I believe something is already shifting, but not everything is quite visible yet. But something has started. Because we've put this stake in the ground and we're talking like this, the enemy doesn't like it. Because sowing and reaping, godly principle, can't fail. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not moving. God's up to something here. What I want to do is I want to speak over you again. Remember this last week? I want to speak over you again this week, just as I did last week, the prophetic word, rain is coming. Come on, do you believe it?
Yes.
Rain, we saw a glimpse this week. Hallelujah for the supernatural rain that fell down. How good is God? He is so faithful. And yeah, it was a mil, 2 mil. Some of you might have got a little bit more. That's irrelevant. The fact is that it wasn't expected. It wasn't predicted. But God goes, see what I can do? Now ask for more. I'm the God of abundance. See, no weather prediction, but God predicts rain is coming. And even if it's small doses, we see small amounts of rain, that's God's blessing. Amen? And this is just the beginning. So we're not chasing a feeling, not trying to make you fuzzy. We're building a pattern. Week after week, seed after seed, faith after faith, we are building consistency. And over time, what is consistent becomes powerful. So I want to speak this over you. Would you stand to your feet? Stand to your feet. I want to speak this over you. Why just lift up your hands to heaven, if you're willing. Some people don't like doing that, that's fine. I just want you to lift up your hands, if you're willing. I declare that we are a people who stay the course. We will not grow weary, Lord, despite how we feel. We will not pull back despite the circumstances that are around about us. We will not lose heart. We will keep sowing. We will keep trusting. And we will see the harvest in due season. What God has started, He's going to complete. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I see the cloud, the size of a man's fist on the horizon. And Lord, I prophesy your blessing on each family as we put you first, as we seek your face, as we pray as a family or as an individual. God, what would you have us do? And Heavenly Father, may such a blessing that we cannot contain, because we're faithful with the seed, we're releasing the seed. Lord, may we be blessed mightily, because your word promises that what we sow, we will reap in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Give him praise. Come on.